The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. Take it away.
Mom.
This is Chicago's finest internet radio show, making a world a better place, one show at a time. The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. Take it away, Dad.
All right, welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio, George Wilder Jr. Show. Can you hear me? Let me try something here, folks. We are on the air, and I'm so glad you're with me. It's a great day in the city of Chicago. Beautiful, beautiful, but there's bad news. And you probably have heard about it a lot better sooner than I have. Anyway, Congress does Wall Street a big favor as banks post record profits. And guess what, folks? You, the savior. I mean, when you save the money, is what I'm trying to say. Consumer. Lawmakers passed a bill to roll back regulations adopted after the 2008 financial crisis. I mean, the Republicans and Donald Trump are doing everything they can to destroy the economy, to destroy America. They are looking out for the rich and the corporations. They're not looking out for you or me or anything. And we just have to make a big change. I mean, a big change come November, throw these scoundrels out on their butts, throw them out on their asses. They are not for us. They are not with us. They're about money. They're about crooked schemes and scandals and lying and bitching and being evil and mean and to America. The Republicans are not for America. They're for themselves. They're greedy. They're greed. They're criminal activity. How do these people get away with these crimes? How do these politicians get away with these high-end crimes? Everybody knows that they're committing all of these ethical crimes, criminal crimes, whatever it is. Lying, bitching, scheming, obstruction of justice, money laundering, colluding, treasonous activities. How do they get away with this? Isn't there some sort of a police out there for these guys and girls who are in Congress who are breaking the laws? There should be a law enacted in the Constitution. Right now, I'm thinking as soon as the Democrats get in, they should, and if they end up controlling everything in 2020, they should start with amending the Constitution with laws that immediately get rid of crooked crooks, thug-ass politicians like Republicans. Anybody who breaks a promise to the American people or breaks a constitutional law should be thrown out on their asses immediately, not waiting 1 or 2 years until they're up for re-election or they decide they want to resign. They should get out immediately. Because this is something. All of these crimes are being broken and no one is being arrested. Okay, there's Bob Mueller's investigation, but we don't know what that's going to entail. Why is it taking so long? This should be an open and shut case. Why is it taking so long? Anytime our politicians lie through their teeth to undermine America and the United States, they should be out on their asses. I understand that there are supposed to be checks and balances of each for each branch of government, but that's not happening. The legislative is not checking the executive branch. The judicial branch is not checking the legislative branch. Three branches of government with the same amount of power, but they're not checking one another because they're all in cahoots together. It's a great big empire of criminals, of Republicans. All over the United States, criminal Republicans are holding all kinds of offices, spitting on the people who put them in office, spitting on the taxpayer who are footing the bill, spitting on the taxpayer who are funding their campaigns and writing their checks. They're working for the American people. They're not working for themselves. I mean, you got so many politicians all over the all over the United States. Rogue-ass politicians, mean, evil, nasty, liars, scandalous, traitorous fucks all over everywhere. And getting away with it. Living to scheme and lie and be nasty another day. This is totally unreal. This is totally unreal. States of America. That this administration wants to be Nazi Germany, Hitler, and these people aren't, and it's not a joke. They want to destroy everything that you love. Public education. Here is the latest shootings, school shootings. Nothing is being done about it. Santa Fe, Texas, the latest school shootings. Another school deadly shooting where many, many people, 10 people died just before Parkland shootings and just before a lot of other school shootings. Nothing is being done about these school shootings. Nothing whatsoever. The Republicans aren't going to do a damn thing about gun control. And they don't give a damn about not doing a damn thing. They don't care what you think. They don't care what I think. They don't care what I say. They don't care, give a fuck what you say. They don't care about your feelings. They don't care about America. They want to destroy it. They don't care that other countries around the world have sensible gun laws and we don't. They don't give a fuck about that. They don't give a fuck if you don't vote for them no more. Right now, they're trying every way that they can to try to stay in office, and finding a way to cheat and to suppress the vote to keep you and me from voting their asses out. And then there are those Republicans who actually just quit and walk out because they know that the jig is up. But why isn't there any checks and balances on some of these thug, roguish Republicans who are abusing their power, not doing their jobs, lying and cheating, and just about getting away with it? Congress rolling over for Donald Trump. Republicans rolling over for Donald Trump when they know he's a thug, rogue, scandalous, criminal Republican. That's all they see is Republican. And I'm kind of skeptical of Robert Mueller, this investigation. You know, he's a Republican. Maybe he could be soft on Donald Trump because Donald Trump is a Republican. They're in the same party. I don't know. But it is doomsday for America. I mean, we've got these crooks, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, Donald Trump, and then there's Fox News. Then you got Sinclair, these television stations. You've got all of this right-wing propaganda, all of this right-wing lies coming out of the media, as in the tune of Fox News and a lot of these other right-wing wacko radio stations and television stations that's putting all of this garbage out here, and people are eating it up. Some people are eating it up, and they believe that shit. The dummies, the ignorant fools, and the haters, they're going to believe everything that's coming out of Fox. They don't give a damn about what other countries think of us. They just want to take us all the way back to Nazi Germany. The racism is just off the hook. The racism, the hate, the division, they cared nothing about that. The only thing Trump cares about, and one of the things that Trump cares about, is trying to everything that Obama has done, which is for good, to protect you and me from a lot of these scandals and being able to sue. Trump wants to upend. He wants us to forget that Obama was ever president, but that can never happen because he's so bad. If he wants us to forget that Obama was ever president, then he better do something to outdo Obama. But that's Obama wasn't the greatest president ever, and there are some as I was telling the guests yesterday on the show, there are some problems I had with Obama, Barack Obama. There's problems I had with him. And there's the problems we can all attest that we had with Obama. But we never expected anything like this with the Trump. I mean, this is just awful. Trump goes on a tweet storm and misspells every damn word that he tweets, but he gets away with it. The dumbest president ever. I mean, he can be the dumbest president ever. I mean, it was a movie called The Wackiest Gun in the West. I think this could be Donald Trump. He sets a bad president for the youth, the young people coming up, spelling badly, and he doesn't try to correct it. He just keep on misspelling. He doesn't give a damn if you call him a dumbass president. He just wants power. And he will do anything and say anything to stay in power and to stay out of jail, if that means obstructing justice, lying through his teeth, and going around every day admitting his guilt. I mean, he's got this asshole Rudy Giuliani out there that actually Rudy Giuliani is not a good choice for him, because Rudy Giuliani has been inadvertently throwing him under the bus. But anyway, let me get back to all of this, these scandals and all of this kind of shit that's going on. Pardon my language, folks, but this is a time for it. I mean, if you're not pissed off at what's going on, and it's all, it's just getting worse. And with the Congress passing a bill to roll back regulations, banking regulations, it is awful. Remember the housing crisis? This is one of the reasons why Obama enacted it, because of the housing crisis. These people, these Republicans, which are a few of them, I'm looking at Paul Ryan right now. I can't wait till his ass is out of there. But as I've said, now until November 2018, these people, these Republicans, these assholes are going to do all kinds of damage to the country. As 2018 rolls around, November 2018 rolls around, and they're trying right now to figure out how to keep us from voting, because they want to stay in power, even though they know they're fucking criminals and should be thrown in jail, every last one of them. And I'm praying that Mueller is a straight up guy, he's a straight shooter. He's looking at the law and nothing else. He's not aligning himself with these crooks because they're Republicans and he's a Republican, that he is attuned with the law and justice, and get these thugs and these rat asses out of here. The public, we're gonna vote them out. Their asses is coming out, but we wanna do more than just vote them out. We wanna send them to jail. Impeaching Trump is nothing. He'll just go back to Mar-a-Lago or his Trump Towers and stuff and relax. He need to go to jail. These people need to be in jail. They need to be indicted. They need to be subpoenaed. There need to be grand juries all over the place. These people need to go to jail for their crimes in office. These people need to go to jail for not upholding the Constitution that they swore by before entering office. They need to rot in jail. Trump, Mike Pence, McConnell, Paul Ryan, and the rest of these thugs and criminals that surround Trump and around them, around in America in these governorships, even some of these small races around the country, where you got these thug Republicans, nasty, filthy ass criminal Republicans, who are looking down on the people who voted for them, who are treating the people who gave them their jobs, their great health care, like dirt. Vote them out. And it's going to take an uprising of the American people to get this country back. There are so many people who are bitching about what's going on, but they're doing absolutely nothing. You've got to do something. You just cannot just say, hey, you cannot say it's just awful the way things are going. You have to do something. Well, what you want me to do? I can't do nothing but vote. You can do more than vote. Get out here in your community. Organize. March. Rally. Even though marching and rallying, these guys and girls in Congress, they will see you marching and rallying. They will hear your voices, but they will not pay any attention to you. You got to get in these people's face. You got to get up in their faces. Of course, you won't be able to get close to them because they have what? Secret Service protection or something like that. But there is so much people can do. March. I think there should be a march. This is just me. I think there should be a march on Washington, a march on the White House every week. Not every month, not every 6 months, not every year. I think it should be around the clock. That's the only way these people are going to see this or get this. Because if we do something only once a month every 6 months, it's not going to mean anything to these politicians. They're just going to look at it and boohoo it and just go on about their rotten business. But if we stay in their face, throw their asses out. Donald Trump is all about violence. We know that. He's all about violence. There's so much blood on this man's hands, it's ridiculous. And I'm not saying that we should be about violence. We should be about taking the White House out of his hands, taking the government out of these rogue Republicans' hands. I mean, these people are breaking the law. Why isn't somebody arresting them? These people have broken the Constitution. They have broken their pledge to the Constitution. They put their hands on the Bible to uphold the Constitution. And all they do is use the Constitution for toilet paper and getting away with it. If I committed a crime right now, I wouldn't be able to get away with it. You committed a crime, they're gonna come get you and lock you up. Why is it that these people are committing all kinds of crime and they're still in office making tons and tons of money off their offices? And then destroying America in its wake and getting away with it. We have no checks and balances in Congress right now. None. But if this has been a Democratic administration, you bet there would be checks and balances. The Republicans are a rogue organization. I mean, it's all over America, not just Washington. They are sticking together to ruin, to take down America, along with Donald Trump. Donald Trump, the Republicans, and Russia are at work here and getting away with it. Only thing we got is Bob Mueller. We have one other thing. We have our vote, but that's a ways from now. At the broadcast of this show, that's a ways away. Donald Trump is doing all kinds of mess. The Republicans are doing all kinds of shenanigans under our noses. All right, let's get back. Congress does Wall Street a favor as banks post records profits. And this is bad for our economy. This is bad for every American who has a savings account, is what I was trying to say in the beginning. Okay, Congress sent a bill to President Donald Trump. Anything the Congress sends to Donald Trump, he's going to sign it. They know it. This is one of the reasons why they have not impeached him, because they've come up with something. They send it to his desk. He signs it. It's a victory for Trump. Elections have their consequences, folks. And this is just awful. Congress sent a bill to President Donald Trump's desk Tuesday, intended to roll back regulations adopted after the 2018 financial crisis, weakening consumer protection and modestly increasing the risk of another banking collapse. Remember 2008? Everything was falling apart. Obama fix that some kind of way. But now the Republicans want to destroy it again. The bill's passage marks the second major legislative victory for both Trump sector following last year's tax cut. There you go. That tax cut, it was a scam. The only people who benefited from that are corporations and the rich. It was just, however, Trump threw crumbs to the working class. The package will benefit banks, both large and small, limit consumer remedies against credit reporting agencies, including scandal-plagued Equifax, curb the government's ability to collect data on racial discrimination in the housing market, and allow large regional banks to rely on more risky debt to finance their operations. In a nutshell, it's bad for consumers. This is bad. This is why I say we have to vote blue. We have to vote strong. We have to vote in droves. Just because the Republicans can enact this pain on America, on the American consumer, we can undo reverse everything that these guys and girls are doing in Congress. All we have to do is vote blue, put in a Democrat, put in a true progressive, a true liberal. I want to, and the people that you're voting for, make sure that they are the people with your interests. Vote for people who think the way you do, who want what you want. Vote for people who are going to turn this country around. Vote, vote, vote. Then we can reverse a lot of the damage that has been done by Trump and the Republicans. Because there's lots of damage. It's going to take years. It's going to take maybe even decades. But we can do it. But we can do it. We have to vote. They're going to try to cheat. They're going to try and suppress the vote. They're going to try and find a way to keep you from going to the polls. They're going to be making up all kinds of shit, saying voter fraud this and voter fraud that. They're going to be doing all kinds of mess. But if we vote in, high volume voting, it's no way that they can try to tip this election, because so many people will be out there voting, standing in long lines, long after the voting polls have been closed, but still open. Republicans are going to try, they're going to yell, they're going to bitch, they're going to scream, they're going to lie about this and that when it comes to voting. Just do not pay them any attention. Of course, you know, Fox News is going to be yelling like they always do. The bullshit that comes out of that station, it's unreal. It's unreal. And people should stop tuning into that station. Boycott that station until it's off the air, period. Stop tuning into a bunch of lies. Fox station, Fox News station, and like Sinclair, these are Republican propaganda media. Stop tuning into these type of shows. Stop giving Fox the ratings that they're getting. I'm hearing that the ratings are down, and it's understandably so. But you got to actually, you got to get more people to stop watching Fox. I understand that a lot of people watch Fox just to get a laugh, just to see Sean Hannity make a fool out of himself. Because I believe, you know, that Sean Hannity probably has an office in the White House. That's my thinking. If he doesn't, it sure appears that he has. His closeness to Donald Trump and his closeness to Donald Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen. Tuesday, the 258 to 159 House vote came as banks are posting high profits. And that's the thing. Banks, they're not hurting. They're not hurting at all. It's just that the Republican Congress, they're giving the banks more money, taking more money out of your pocket and giving it to the banks who do not need your money. Republicans are going to reward them with your money anyway. It's horrible. So the only way we can change this around, the only way this is going to happen, folks, we have to take back Congress. People have to vote blue. And there's so many people there's so many people out here who are enthusiastic about voting. Democratic enthusiasm is high. It's just that November 18, November 6, 2018 seems so far away. And by being so far away, the Trump and the Republicans can do all kinds of damage coming up on November 6, 2018. But as I said, if we do the right thing, we can take this country back and reverse some of the damage, if not all of it. We just got to hang in there. And I want to say to people out there to stay positive. You know, do not feel depressed. Do not feel down, because we're in a whirlwind. Because these people are trying to turn back the time. Do not feel that. Stay up, stay positive, stay motivated, smile, because you know that you and your friends, your family are going to be at the polls in November. And we're going to take our country back. But do not relax for a moment to think that the Republicans aren't going to cheat. They aren't going to lie their way to try to stop you from voting. They're not going to yell and bitch and lie and scream out on Fox News and other stations like it, voter fraud. Remember, it is more of us than it is of them. There's more progressives, there's more liberals than there are Republicans. And they know it. This is why they're going to try their damnedest to keep you, me, and the rest of us from voting, if they can. But if we vote the way I said we should vote, or you think we should vote, there's no way. No matter what kind of shenanigans or despicable act that they try to suppress the vote, if we vote in droves and vote hard and vote constantly and vote, you know, they cannot win. Their tricks will not work. Donald Trump right now is saying things about Democrats like Democrats are the lowest denominator on the face of the earth. That's because he wants you to think that. He wants you to think that because he wants you to vote Republican. Nobody on earth should believe a damn thing that Donald Trump says. Nobody on the face of the earth should believe anything that comes out of the White House. But there's people who do, because they're stupid, they're dumb, and they want to believe everything he says because they're just as racist, just as criminal as he is. All right, you've been listening to the George Wanda Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. That was my day for today. Thanks a lot. Does anybody have any doubt Trump and the Republicans are in this for themselves and for the rich? That's all it is, folks. Trump, they're in it for the rich. They're not in it for you. You're working every day. You have a job to go to. You have kids in school, public schools, private schools. You have kids. This is all about them. This is all about the Republicans. This is all about taking your money and put it in their pockets. And then they're going to be off on retirement. You know, this is all about them. The banks doesn't need any more money, but the Republicans are putting it in their pockets, our tax dollars. Congress does Wall Street a favor as banks post record profits. The only reason why some of these banks are posting record profits because they're screwing me and you. That's our money. They're screwing me and you. And now Congress wants to ease the regulations on them so they can screw us some more, take more of our money. And that's what this is all about. It's a shame. Donald Trump will sign it because Donald Trump loves to win. This is not a win. This is a travesty. That's what this is, a travesty. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, and we've been talking about Congress kissing Wall Street's ass. That's what we're talking about here. And they don't give a damn what we say, how we say it, when we say it. They just don't give a damn. That's why we have to make some changes. We have to make some changes. The rich just got richer. That's all. Corporations just got richer. You and I, we just got poor because of what going on in Washington, D.C. And I'm going to say this again, vote blue. Vote, all right? And keep voting blue until we get these scoundrels up out of there because they need to be gone and we can turn this country back around. But for now, it's in Donald Trump and the rogue Republicans' hands.
The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air.
On this edition of the Fifth Estate, gunfight in America.
You had your peace.
By the Obama administration,
you had your peace. You had your peace. Be quiet.
Hold on. Anybody that wants to disarm me can drop dead.
And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
It's a shootout over one of the country's most popular and lethal weapons.
Continuing to hear what he believes to be gunfire.
But if you expected compromise after the tragedy at Sandy Hook School, think again.
When you must fight, don't lose.
The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
A battle royale on the airwaves.
Going after our guns.
Chipping away at our freedom.
And on U.S. streets. Why it may be closer than you think.
My argument is Canada, why not demand something that they're killing your citizens?
Be that as it may, you're not going to take our guns away, Canadian.
Hello, I'm Bob McEwen. Welcome to the Fifth Estate. Even in the unrelenting litany of American mass shootings, the tragedy in December at that elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut somehow seems so much worse. Whether it's the ages of the children, the teachers shot trying to save them, or the military-style weapon used in the attack, the impact of Newtown has been profound. But for all the hope there might be common ground between the forces of gun rights and gun control, as you're about to see, the U.S. firearms industry is a deeply entrenched web of manufacturers, retailers, lobbyists, and at its very heart, the National Rifle Association, most powerful gun rights organization in the world, with a long history in which compromise has never been seen as a good thing.
So, Maggie, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was my daughter's birthday on Saturday.
Was it?
For asking.
Well, that's nice.
It is.
I'm glad you had lots of time and breathing room to celebrate that. Amidst the tweet storm that focused in part on you, in part on Michael Cohen. So let me just read one of the president's 24 tweets. This weekend, the one that relates to you. The New York Times and a third-rate reporter named Maggie Haberman, known as a crooked H flunky who I don't speak to and have nothing to do with, are going out of their way to destroy Michael Cohen and his relationship with me in the hope that he will flip. They use non-existent, quote, sources. And a drunk, drugged-up loser who hates Michael, a fine person.
That is not you, Maggie, by the way.
Who is that? With a wonderful person, with a wonderful family. Michael is a
businessman
for his own account lawyer, who I have always liked and respected. Most people will flip if the government lets them out of trouble, even if it means lying or making up stories. Sorry, I don't see Michael doing that despite the horrible witch hunt, capitalized, and the dishonest media. He was upset about your reporting about the pickle that Michael Cohen is in.
Right.
How do you explain how exercised he was?
Well, I think that this is a topic, as we've discussed here over several mornings, is one that is hitting a nerve with him. I think that he and his lawyers are very anxious about the Southern District investigation into Michael Cohen. That is right now more of an imminent threat than the Robert Mueller special counsel probe is. The president, the story was really not about destroying their relationship. The president has destroyed their relationship pretty handily on his own over a very long period of time, and that is what the story was about, which is that he has been, he is abusive, according to almost everyone I speak to most people in his orbit, and family is not accepted from that. But he is particularly abusive to Cohen over the years, and then the question becomes, does that come back to haunt him at this point? I do not believe that would be an only factor in Cohen's mind? Only Michael Cohen obviously knows what he is thinking of doing.
Because he's been so loyal, despite the verbal abuse and despite the disrespect. He's been so loyal. So obviously that hasn't bothered him to that degree in the past.
Well, or at least there wasn't sort of the presentation of his life or the president's life in front of him before. And that, I think, is what is going to prosecutors are going to hand him.
Right. And look, you know, let's just be clear about what's going on. You know, Maggie, better than anybody. We're nowhere near the idea of Michael Cohen being presented with any kind of offer to have to do anything.
Right.
You know, there's an investigation. I still don't understand what the charges would be. Reading everything through, I don't even know what it is yet. So we're going to have to see what it is.
No, but that doesn't mean it's a very good point
that the president is not preoccupied with this. That's why he'd go after you. Everybody knows his description of your relationship and who you are is silly. There are few reporters that he's given more access to. We know what he's saying isn't true, but it is a clear reflection of what's going on with him. Now, are we going to have this situation be once again where he's flooded the zone with so much BS that we don't look at each of it individually? Because this is a man who has pledged to take the opioid crisis real, to treat addiction in a way that no president has before. We know he has to be talking about Sam Nunberg, right? Nobody else fits the description of being anyone who would be connected in any way to any kind of problems with addiction except for him. And again, maybe it's speculation, maybe it isn't, but that's true. Should he be held to account, the President of the United States, for referring to somebody as a drugged-up drunk when he says he wants to give attention to addiction, treat these people with respect, treat them as sick, help with the problem, because he just identified the problem. He is the problem. The stigma is a big part of the problem in changing how we deal with it. I know all the other stuff is great political intrigue,
no, but
should we focus on that?
I totally agree with you. Yes, we should. I mean, this is somebody who, a huge driver for his election, both in the primaries and in the general election, was concerned about the opioid crisis, the spread of addiction, the lack of treatment, the lack of options. He was very good at going to events and sort of sounding a note of compassion, calling someone a drugged-up loser on Twitter, and especially then creating this kind of, who is it? Is it Sam Nunberg? Is it someone else game? That is the opposite, and that is something that people who have been working in the field of addiction for a very long time have been trying to push back against. When it comes from the President of the United States, it is a fundamentally stronger message. And it is, as we know, I mean, I think this is the reality, Chris, that you're pointing to, and it's an important point. This is how he really feels about addicts. You know, we know that he had a brother who died of alcoholism. We know that he considers addiction to be weak. Whatever he says to people when he is either dealing with people who have lost children, as he did recently in New Hampshire, to opioids, or when he is trying to sound as if he is focused on this crisis, that is very revealing to say what he said.
He's obviously very exercised as well about what's happened to James Comey, the book tour, and the memos that were released that James Comey had written after meeting with Donald Trump. So here's another tweet. James Comey illegally leaked classified documents to the press in order to generate a special counsel. Therefore, the special counsel was established based on an illegal act. Really? Does anybody know what that means? I mean,
I don't know that he knows what that means based on that tweet, because we don't actually know that what Comey did was quote unquote illegal. We do not know whether there was classified information that should have been, that was retroactively classified. That is being looked at. Well, there's a big difference between something being looked at and something being done.
But
the same way there is a big difference between a country saying they're going to denuclearize and actually saying that.
For sure. And we're going to get to that. But that is what triggered the special counsel. He's right about that. That James Comey handing over the memos to a friend.
Well, Rosenstein
triggered
the special
counsel. That's not true. Yeah, there were the memos were part of it, but the fact that the president fired Comey in what the deputy attorney general clearly was concerned was at least partly politically motivated, partly personally motivated. All of that is what triggered.
Sure. But I mean, you just heard James Comey there say, "I had hoped to
push.
trigger something by releasing these because he was so alarmed by what he had already heard."
Sure. But, I mean, I think that, again, this always goes back. The president's very good at winnowing things down to the act and trying to get us to kind of fight on those terms. He has been more successful than I think people realize at setting the terms of debate of the coverage of what he does. But the reality is that as the Comey memos present, and as all of our independent reporting showed at the time, the collective we, there were many reasons that people were concerned about.
And Rosenstein pulled the trigger on this.
Okay.
And, you know, and this was Trump's guy. You know what's impressive to me about this? Not that he once again, how can you not know how to spell counsel with special counsel when you've written about it so many times, Mr. President? Just, you know, take a beat. you know, realize what words you're putting down there. Your words matter. How can somebody who has
good Twitter advice?
Well, but I mean, at this point, how many times has he written about Jim Comey and the special counsel? He still misspells it. What I'm saying is, somebody who has the best information in the world about all of this stuff, right? We don't even come close. He is always going off what he hears in the media about this.
Right.
Jim Comey says, you know, I really wanted to give it a push, you know. And he's kind of boosting himself anyway, right? It's part of his book tour. He knows that it was his firing, not what he did. But the president picks up on what the guy says as part of his book tour, and that's more important to him than all the information he could have about this investigation from the people doing it?
He, as you both know, he comes to conclusions, and then he looks for information that can back that up. And so he's watching television, he's watching these interviews, he's watching Fox News, and he has decided that Comey is corrupt, and this is all wrong, and look, that's what points to it. And
he's living the dream, this man. All the dreams that we've had, great to know for sure. He's always a phone call away from sure.
Yes.
And yet he goes on what he sees on Fox.
Can't control what that information that he's getting, you know, from his actual government. It's much easier to try to control what people are seeing through your Twitter feed.
All righty. Thanks for that, folks. That was great. We're going to do this and we will be right back.
On Friday, Donald Trump signed a $1.3 trillion spending bill after he promised us that he was going to veto that $1.3 trillion spending bill. After he announced his intent to veto this, he then gave a press conference where he said, I'm not going to do anything like this again. Yeah, I'm going to sign this, but you're on notice here. This is totally the last time I'm ever going to do this. So you need to straighten up and fly right there, Congress. And immediately, in a collective form of duh moment, Republican voters and Republican Donald Trump supporters realized that they had been conned. It was a beautiful, beautiful moment. And I don't want to get into how horrible this budget is, because it absolutely is. But what was great about it was that collective light bulb going off over the head of Donald Trump supporters, including people like Ann Coulter and Laura Ingraham, who, after Trump signed the budget bill, basically said that he was going to be impeached. Ann Coulter said that when Trump said, I'll never do something like this again, she responded by saying, yeah, because you'll be impeached. Even the Drudge Report had to come out and attack Donald Trump for his fake veto threat. Donald Trump just alienated a ton of his closest allies because he is a fraud. He is a con man. And if you go through some of the comments on Twitter on these stories, the Trump voters now understand that. They admit, yeah, we got conned by this guy. We thought we were getting a negotiator. Instead, we're just getting a lapdog who rolls over for Congress. Now, as soon as Trump says something horrible and racist, all these people are going to be back on his side again. So I'm sure his advisors are trying to come up with something stupid for him to say to get the Coulters and the Ingrams and the Drudge Report folks back over on his side. But at least for this brief moment, Ann Coulter is in favor of impeachment. Laura Ingram is in favor of impeachment. All because they finally realized,
that was short-lived.
If only for a second,
I don't think they are anymore. That was short-lived.
And all of the Trump voters in this country had been conned by Donald Trump, who is not a negotiator, he's not a good businessman, and he sure as hell isn't a good politician.
Oh, I think we'll start right there. We'll begin with that stunning revelation from President Trump's...
If President Trump today called you and said, you've been a thorn in my side, this is annoying to me, I have bigger business that I'd like to move on to, how much do you want? I'll write you a check.
A number that would allow him to...
According to a recent report by The New Yorker, the Trump administration is so hard up to find new staffers and to fill some of the many vacant positions that they have in the White House that they have actually stopped asking applicants for professional references so that they could check up and see if this person is actually on the level. In addition to that, the 63-question questionnaire that the White House used for potential staffers has actually been cut in half. Now they're only asking potential applicants about 30 questions before they consider whether or not to bring them in for a job interview and hire them for, again, one of the very many vacant positions in this administration. But the professional references thing is what actually scares me. All right, I had a text message the other day from my nephew. He's applying for a job at a newly constructed Dairy Queen. Okay, Dairy Queen. The text asked if he could use me as a reference. And I said, yeah, absolutely. I'd be more than happy to do that for you. So, I point that out to make this point. Dairy Queen has stricter hiring guidelines than the Trump administration. Like, you gotta have people willing to vouch that you're perfectly capable of putting ice cream into a cup, but you don't have to have anybody say that you're good to go to work in the Trump White House. That's how chaotic and borderline psychotic this White House has gotten. I mean, these are people who are going to be quite literally carrying folders filled with top secret information. Shouldn't we know why they left their last job? Shouldn't we know what their previous employers have to say about their work ethic and their trustworthiness? I think that's actually pretty important, because if it's good enough for Dairy Queen, then I think it's good enough for the Trump administration and the office of the presidency itself. We need to know what is going on with these people's histories, because if we don't know, we might end up with more people working in the White House like a guy like Jared Kushner, a guy who can't even fill out his own security clearance forms properly and just had to resubmit yet another form for the 40th time because he keeps lying on it. So yeah, I think we need to check professional references when somebody's applying for a job in the White House, if for no other reason than to avoid having more idiots there like Jared Kushner.
Committee to investigate Russia, representing Hollywood on that committee. Your thoughts at the end of 1 year and where we are as we've watched this week Rudy Giuliani and others say not only that the investigation is illegitimate, but that when its findings are presented, he will in fact, and the White House will in fact, tear it to shreds.
Well, I mean, we're, you know, this is breakneck speed for an investigation of this magnitude. We've never seen anything like this. We have a foreign power basically trying to undermine our democracy and the possibility that the President of the United States is in a conspiracy with that foreign power. This has never happened before in this country, and you can see why the other side is putting out a full court press, because they know that what's coming down the pike conceivably is the biggest scandal in American history. And we are fighting right now for the soul of our democracy. And I want to say one thing about what's happening in terms of the media. We can get into Shock and Awe, which is all about the, you know, the free press and the attack on the free press and how difficult it is to get the truth out. If you guys look at your specific ads that you have for your network, there are two ads that you run which basically focus on the importance of a free and independent media and a free press. You're under attack, the press is under attack, and right now, if you remove the ability to get the truth out, then you're going to have the destruction of democracy. We don't have any more... there's no checks and balances coming from the Congress. Right now, the courts are holding... But this is the first time in American history where you have a state-run television, Fox, Breitbart, Sinclair, and Alex Jones, aligned with the President of the United States. That's very, very tough. The battle lines have been drawn, and we're going to see whether or not democracy survives.
Rob, you know more than just about anyone about storytelling, and I wonder if you can sort of, I know you know a lot of the granular details of the story about Russia's role in meddling in 2016, but I wonder just as storytellers, if the coalition you just listed, the President of the United States, his lemmings in the House, Republican Freedom Caucus, who are doing his bidding, basically waging a war against the Trump appointee-led Justice Department, FBI, the network you just listed, are they doing a better job telling what is a false story than the truth tellers are doing?
No, the truth tellers are telling the better story. The problem is that when you've got 40% of the country that is only tuned in to the lies, and they are cemented, it's going to be very hard for the truth to break through when all of the information comes out. You have to understand, this is a counterintelligence investigation. These things normally take years and years to unfold. We're seeing Bob Mueller work at breakneck speed. I mean, he's gotten, like you say, all
you're
these indictments
that,
and
that, that
guilty
slow.
Pleas. And this is all within a period of a year. When you compare it to Benghazi, 4 years, the Clinton investigation that eventually wound up with an impeachment was 6 years. So this is 1 year, and you just laid it out, Nicole, with the volume of what's happened in a year. It's astounding. I do believe, and I, you know, go with your earlier guest, John Meacham, I have hope that democracy will survive. We've been tested before, but make no mistake about it, we are being tested right now as to whether or not 241 years of self-rule will emerge.
So Rob mentioned his new movie, Shock and Awe. It all ties in here. It chronicles the true story of journalists who were credited with getting it right in the lead-up to the Iraq War, with reporting that questioned the nature of the Bush White House's justification for that war. Morning Joe now has the exclusive first look at the trailer. Let's take a look.
Simply stay.
Hello, women of Massachusetts. And hello, friends of women of Massachusetts. I love you too. Thank you, Mayor Walsh. I am glad to have this chance to stand shoulder to shoulder to fight alongside the mayor of Boston for the people of this country. Thank you. So, we're here today because of the power of women. The power of women to come up with good ideas like this rally. The power of women to organize like this rally. And the power of women to make sure that as our country enters a new political era, that the voices of the people will be heard. Yesterday, Donald Trump was sworn in as president. Sight is now burned into my eyes forever. And I hope the same is true for you, because we will not forget. We do not want to forget. We will use that vision to make sure that we fight harder, we fight tougher, and we fight more passionately for than ever, not just for the people whom Donald Trump supports, but for all of America. Yeah! People are worried. Donald Trump's campaign was about attacks on women, attacks on African Americans, attacks on Latinos, attacks on religious groups, attacks on immigrants. A Trump-Pence Supreme Court could overturn Roe versus Wade and dissolve marriages of LGBTQ citizens. A Republican Congress is eager to rip away health care from millions of Americans. America's hardworking families have taken one punch after another. decades of trickle-down economics and attacks on unions, attacks on wages, attacks on pensions, attacks on health care, attacks on Social Security, attacks on education, attacks on infrastructure and financial regulation have gutted America's middle class. A broken criminal justice system, a broken voting rights system, and decades of systematic racism have kept people of color from having the same opportunities as other Americans throughout this country. The fact is that the playing field has been tilted badly in favor of those at the top for a generation now. And now, President Trump and the Republican Congress are ready to ram through laws that will tilt it even harder. Now, we can whimper, we can whine, or we can fight back. Me, I'm here to fight back. That's why we come together today. Hundreds of thousands of people in Boston, in Washington, and across this country, we are in marches to say we are fighting back. That's who we are. We come here to stand shoulder to shoulder, to make clear we are here, we will not be silent. We will not play dead. We will fight for what we believe in.
Yeah!
You bet. We have a vision, and that vision defines who we are as a people. First, we fight for basic dignity and respect for every human being, period. No compromise, no backing up. And second, we fight for economic opportunity, not just for those at the top, but for everyone. All of our kids deserve a fighting chance to get ahead. Respect for everyone, economic opportunity for everyone. That is the American deal, and that's what we fight for. You know, those core principles call out the best in who we are. For too long, American families have seen a government and an economy that isn't working for them. And Trump and the Republicans promised to make America worse. But we're here because we are ready to fight for the people who want to build a country that works for all of us. That's why we're here. We come together to give each other strength. We come together to give each other courage. We come together to remind each other of our values. As we get ready to march, let us remind each other what we believe in and why we fight and why we will keep right on fighting. We believe that no one in this country should work full time and live in poverty. And that means raising the minimum wage. Yes, it does. Paid overtime, sick leave, we will fight for it. We believe that workers have a right to come together and to bargain together. Unions built America's middle class, and unions will rebuild America's middle class. We believe that every young person is entitled to get an education without getting crushed by student loan debt. We believe in debt-free college. Now I'm going to say something that is really controversial in some places in Washington. We believe in science. We know that climate change is real, and we have a moral responsibility to protect this earth for our children and our grandchildren. We also believe that immigration makes us a stronger country. We will not build a stupid wall. And we will not tear millions of families apart, not on our watch. And we believe that sexism, racism, homophobia and bigotry have no place in this country. Black lives matter. Diversity makes our country stronger. We believe that equal means equal. And that's true in marriage. It's true every place. We will never stop fighting to ensure equality for all of our citizens. You know, I could do this all day. One more that I cannot believe I have to do in 2017. We believe in equal pay for equal work and a woman's right to decisions over her own body.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Yes! This is what we believe. This is what we will fight for. This is what we will march for. Are you ready to fight?
Yeah.
Are you ready to march?
Yeah.
Are you ready to make sure today and tomorrow and the next day and the day after that that our voices are heard across America?
The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. This is the talk of our times. Let's talk, everybody. Broadcasting from Chicago.
All righty. As I just got through discussing the Republicans, the Republicans vote to give Wall Street more of your money, and they're doing it with class. And this is why I say the George Wilder Jr. Show, I say, we have to vote these scoundrels out. There's no doubt about it. A lot of, as I've said several times, a lot of the Republicans in Congress, they despise what Trump is doing. The collusion, trying to influence the election, trying to influence the FBI, obstructing of justice in every way, saying stupid and dumb stuff, tweeting like a madman, misspelling every word that he tweets, says a lot of things that just doesn't make sense. Lying, I'm hearing that he even lied about saying that a wall was being built. Yeah, he said a wall was being built on the border of California between California and Mexico. A wall. There is no wall being built. Donald Trump is a pathological, we all know this, a pathological liar. He's been lying since he was in his teens, from reports. And I believe those reports, because this guy, he lies and he just can't stop lying. He colludes and he just can't stop colluding. He obstructs justice and he just can't stop obstructing justice. He's guilty and he just can't stop incriminating himself. Whatever it is, the Republicans keep saying they said they see no evidence of Donald Trump collusion or messing around with the 2016 election. We've seen tons of evidence from Donald Trump himself because he acts guilty. He acts guilty. He obstructs. That's enough evidence right there saying that he is guilty. I guess what they're actually talking about is concrete evidence, evidence that they can see or read or something that can be proven. And all of this is going to have to take place in a court of law. The way Donald Trump is acting, the way he is bullshitting out here, all of this stuff is going to come back and haunt him, and it's going to bury him. And he doesn't listen to his attorneys. He doesn't listen to his lawyers. That's evident, because a lot of the things he's saying, he's incriminating himself in his tweets. He's letting everybody know that he's the dumbest tweeter in the world because he cannot spell. I mean, if you're the president of the United States, at least you want to be able to spell. You want to look your best when you're tweeting. Donald Trump doesn't give a damn. He tweets misspelled words, uppercase, lowercase, parentheses. It's all mixed in there together, and you're the reader. You have to try to decipher what the hell is he saying and in what context is he saying it. I mean, when you're reading a tweet of Donald Trump, you have to tear it apart to try to understand it. The man is the dumbest president ever. He's the most idiotic president ever. And these guys and girls in Congress, they are letting this guy just destroy this country. So I'm going to say this again and again and again. We have to get this clown up out of there. We have to do it ourselves, folks. Congress is not going to do it. They are aiding and abetting, as I've said several times on the show. We have to do this. And why am I always talking about politics on the show? Because I love America. You should love America. Everybody should pay attention to what's going on in their country. Every American who is an American should be concerned for this country. I don't care who you are. If you are an American, you should be concerned. You should be worried. You should be scared to fucking death of what this man is trying to do and what the Republicans are letting him do with their lies and their craziness and their buffoonishness. A lot of these Republicans in office, they're just as nutty as Donald Trump. They're just as crazy as he is. They look just as silly as he is trying to tell the American people something that they ought to know. Looking stupid and dumb, ignorant, and saying, believe me, I know better. You know nothing. You know that you're going to be voted out of that fucking office in 2018 because you're stupid, you're dumb, you're a liar. Your constituency, be damned. You don't give a shit about the people in office. You're supposed to be representing the people who gave you your job. And what you're doing, you're kissing Donald Trump's ass, and you're doing it gladly because you want to do it. We have to get these folks out of office, folks. I'm sorry to be so blunt and so plain, but that's the way I feel about it. I think a lot of people don't talk as plainly as I do about this. The only people I know that's talking plainly about this is Maxine Waters. She's the only Democrat that I know. Other Democrats are waiting for Trump to implode. Trump has already imploded. He's imploded a million times since he's been president, lying through his teeth. Guilty is sin. And we know that. There's evidence of him just by him acting guilty. So I don't know. Robert Mueller, the special counsel who's investigating Russia meddling, he's a Republican. I don't know if he's going to be soft on Donald Trump because Donald Trump is a Republican. Remember, folks, before Donald Trump became a Republican, he was a lifelong Democrat. I think what made him become a Republican was the mere fact that he did not like Trump did not like Barack Obama. He became a racist. He didn't become a racist. He always had been a racist, but it folded over into the Obama administration. I mean, it really took a toll on him. So he was a Donald Trump was a Democrat more years than he was a Republican. Suddenly he had a affinity, he changed his stripes. And I didn't know Donald Trump was that dumb. I mean, when Donald Trump inaugurated, I didn't wish for him to fail. I didn't want him to fail. I wanted him to be a great president. I wanted him to be at least a decent president. This guy has ended up being one of the worst presidents in the history of America. And I think he knows it. And whether he makes it to the midterms, whether he makes it to the to 4 terms in office, that has to be seen. But right now, people are saying he's not going to make it to the midterms. And then there's people saying, well, if he makes it to 2020 and try to run for re-election, he will totally lose because a lot of Republicans will not back him. There's no doubt about it. If he makes it to 2020, I mean, if he makes it to the midterms and he makes it to 2020, he will be weakened if he makes it to the midterms. Totally weakened. That's why he's out there bashing Democrats with nothing but lies. Donald Trump lies left and right on Democrats. He lies through his teeth on Democrats. He gets off jerking off lying on Democrats. And the thing about it, Democrats don't come out and say he's lying. This is how Democrats get their asses beat time and time and time again, because they do not fight back. They do not fight back. If someone lies on me, if someone is lying on me constantly all the time, I'm going to come out and say, hey, quit lying on me. Democrats, they take it. They take a beating. And then they lose. Then you have some Democrats say, well, don't sink as low as they're sinking. They'll take the low road, you take the high road. You heard that? If the Republicans take the low road, you take the Republicans have been winning with the low road. Democrats take the high road and they lose. I'm not advocating getting in the ring and fighting it out with the Republicans, but that seems like the only alternative. You know, is to fight back. You fight fire with fire. That's how you win. If you stand up and let somebody beat the hell out of you and you don't fight, you're gonna be bloodied up and you're gonna lose. You fight fire with fire. If the Republicans are nasty, you get nasty. If they wanna bully, you bully. If they're lying on you, you you retaliate. This is how you win. Get in the ring with them. And those people out here who say, well, you don't go low like they low, like they do, I disagree with that. If they go low, you go low. If they go high, you go high. There's no sense of you being an angel and they're being the devil and they're kicking your ass and they're winning, and you're taking the high road and you're losing. So so if you're hearing that, take the high road instead of the low road while they're kicking your ass, you got to think about it. You fight fire with fire. They hit you, you hit them back, and you hit them harder. Don't let somebody hit you, and then you go hide under the bed. They're going to win, and you're going to lose, even though you have all the right issues on your side, and they have all the wrong issues on their side. You have to fight fire with fire, and Democrats have to do this, and they have to stop listening to people who say, well, take the high road. Don't take the low road. You take the high road, you're going to get your ass kicked. You got to get in the mud with them. You got to get in the mud. The Republicans want to get in the mud with them and fight them on their own turf. Don't stand back and let a bully kick your ass because you want to take the high road. Because they're taking a low road. They're taking the low road and they're winning. You're taking a high road and you're losing. It's better to fight back than not to fight at all. I'm not advocating violence here. I'm just saying, hey, wow, if the Republicans are screaming bloody murder, you scream bloody murder. Fight them on their own terms. These people are thugs. They're criminals. They're liars. They're con men. They're buffoons. They're criminals. I'm not saying go out and get a gun and shoot them in the head. I'm just saying if the Republicans are screaming and calling you names, maybe you should do it, because they're winning with this strategy. This is how the Republicans win. They win by cheating. They win by bullying. They win by conning. They win by fighting dirty. You should fight dirty too. I'm not saying physically, no, but mentally, verbally, yes. If they're shouting and screaming at you and lying on you, you confront them and you let everybody see that you're confronting them. You will win. But if you stand back talking about take the high road instead of the low road, if they go low, you go high, that's bullshit. If they go high, you go high. If they go low, you go low. This is a fight for our country. This is not a fight for us to sit back and let people bully us. We've got to get up off our ass and fight back. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. We're just about off the air, aren't we? Wow, it's been great. It's been beautiful. It's been wonderful. Let's do this, and then we will come back.
The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air.
List of commandments was deliberately and artificially inflated to get it. But in the bullshit department, a businessman can't hold a candle to a clergyman. Because I got to tell you the truth, folks. When it comes to bullshit, big time, major league bullshit, you have to stand in awe. In awe of the all-time champion of false promises and exaggerated claims, religion. No contest. No contest. Religion. Religion easily has the greatest bullshit story ever told. Think about it. Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky, who watches everything you do, every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish, where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you. He loves you, and he needs money. He always needs money. He's all-powerful, all-perfect, all-knowing, and all-wise. Somehow, just can't handle money. Religion takes in billions of dollars, they pay no taxes, and they always need a little more. Now, you talk about a good bullshit story. Holy shit. Thank you very much. But I want you to know something. This is sincere. I want you to know, when it comes to believing in God, I really tried. I really, really tried. I tried to believe that there is a God who created each of us in his own image and likeness, loves us very much, and keeps a close eye on things. I really tried to believe that, but I got to tell you, the longer you live, the more you look around, the more you realize something is fucked up. Something is wrong here. War, disease, death, destruction, hunger, filth, poverty, torture, crime, corruption, and the ice capades. Something is definitely wrong. This is not good work. If this is the best God can do, I am not impressed. Results like these do not belong on the resume of a supreme being. This is the kind of shit you'd expect from an office temp with a bad attitude. And just between you and me, in between you and me, in any decently run universe, this guy would have been out on his all-powerful ass a long time ago. And by the way, I say this guy because I firmly believe, looking at these results, that if there is a God, it has to be a man. No woman could or would ever fuck things up like this. So, if there is a God, if there is, I think most reasonable people might agree that he's at least incompetent and maybe, just maybe, doesn't give a shit. Doesn't give a shit, which I admire in a person and which would explain a lot of these bad results. So rather than be just another mindless religious robot, mindlessly and aimlessly and blindly believing that all of this is in the hands of some spooky, incompetent father figure who doesn't give a shit, I decided to look around for something else to worship, something I could really count on. And immediately, I thought of the sun. Happened like that. Overnight, I became a sun worshiper. Well, not overnight, you can't see the sun at night. The first thing the next morning, I became a sun worshiper. Several reasons. First of all, I can see the sun.
George Carlin on the George Wilder Jr. Show. Tune in to the Joyce Wilder Jr. Show. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, and we will be live once again on the Joyce Wilder Jr. Show. There will be more political talk. There will be more political talk on the Joyce Wilder Jr. Show. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. All right, bye-bye. Have a great evening. Have a great weekend, whichever one comes first. But just stay safe, all right? And keep listening to the Joyce Wilder Jr. Show, even the podcast that are here, that are located on the George Wilder Jr. Show. And make sure you go to my Amazon page and download a book or two or a story or two and just kind of escape away from reality for a few hours or so. It's good for you. Try not to think about what's going on in the world. It'll make you depressed. Stay up, stay happy, stay motivated, and vote blue. Bye-bye, everybody. Take care.